And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd welcoming you to the Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is an outreach ministry of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. We're glad to be able to come to your place of listening on this Tuesday, August the 29th. Appreciate you being tuned in and listening today. And I hope that you'll stay tuned and enjoy the message that we bring from the Word of God, the songs we sing and play from our children and our family sing, and I hope they'll be a blessing to you as well. We're rejoicing in the good things of God, thanking God for His many blessings and His goodness and grace in our life. And we're going to get ready to go to the Lord in prayer as we normally do on the program early on. I do want to thank you for those of you that tune in faithfully day by day and listen to our Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Those that go to our website at wsof.org, I remind you that we do have these broadcast in podcast form, that you can download those and listen to them at your convenience, and trust that'll be a blessing to you. Appreciate all those that tune in this same time every Monday through Friday here on WSOF and WAJJ Radio as well. Let me take this opportunity to invite you to come out and be with us on our upcoming Wednesday night prayer meeting service. Just tomorrow, we'll be meeting in here about 7 o'clock, and we'll have prayer time around the altar, take special requests, and pray over them, and we'll have some good singing and a message from the Word of God. So hope you'll come and be part of those services. Let me also ask you, as we pray, to remember the Ed Thomas family. Pray that God would strengthen and touch and help there. Ed's wife passed away on Sunday morning, and we're praying for that family and praying for Ed in particular, strengthen and help in his life. So if you will, let's bow together and call on the Lord in prayer. Father, I want to thank you again for your goodness, grace, and mercy. I want to thank you, Lord, for strength and health and the blessings that you've given us in our life. But the greatest of all blessings is not strength for our body. Lord, it's not a lot of things that we might think are important, but the greatest blessing in life is salvation for the soul. Lord, if you had not saved us, we'd still be lost in our sin and headed to hell. But I want to thank you, dear God, that you did save us by your grace. You so loved the world, and you so loved us, that you gave your only begotten Son. You commended your love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And I want to thank you, Father, for that. And, Lord, I pray now that you would help as we try to exalt your name and tell others that you're still able to save. Lord, there's not a sinner that you don't have the power to save. Lord, you've got all power in heaven and in earth, and I want to thank you that you do. I pray you'll meet these needs now. Lord, I do pray for the Ed Thomas family. Would you touch and help and strengthen them? Lord, would you meet their needs? Father, I pray that you would touch Brother and Sister Hall and strengthen them and their health and meet their needs. Father, I pray be with us as we travel around with the Gearing family. Thank you that they're visiting with us these days, and I pray bless that. Bless our upcoming service on Wednesday. Would you meet with us and help us? Now take this broadcast and use it, dear God, I pray, for your glory and honor. Bring sinners under old-time conviction that they might repent of their sin, believe on the Lord, and be saved before it's too late. Help the saint, dear God, to be strengthened, and our Lord Jesus Christ to be glorified. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Well, I sure do appreciate you praying with us, and we're going to get ready now to look in the Scriptures at Hebrews chapter number 11, verses 30 and 31. But before we do, I've got two songs I want to play by the Shepherd family. Now, these are two sort of lengthy songs, and these are all by our children, just the four children, as they sang together a few years ago on a recording, and I hope these will be a blessing to you. Talking about faith, this first song says, I don't need to see the way ahead, all I need is to hear the Shepherd's Voice. The Shepherd's Voice, title of the first song. And then the second song, I'm Glad I Was Raised in the Old Fashioned Way. Hope these will be a blessing to you as we sing. Our Bible reading for this week is found in Hebrews chapter number 11 and verse number 30 through 31. The Bible says here, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace. As many of you know, on our last week's broadcast, we looked at verse number 30 there and dealt with the fact of the compassing around or compassing the walls of Jericho, the fact that they collapsed by faith. Amen. We talked about the compassing of faith. And I believe that faith caused the children of Israel to obey God. Amen. But now, I want to read verse 31 along with verse 30, because as those walls fell down flat, there was one portion, one segment of those walls that did not fall. Why did they not fall? Was faith not powerful enough to cause those walls to fall as well? Surely it was, but it was the fact that Rahab herself had exercised some faith, and God had given her a promise through those spies that she had taken in that told her that if she'd leave that scarlet cord out the window and gather her family in, all that were in her house would be spared. Well, I want to make notice of this. We've been looking at Hebrews 11 and these heroes of the faith, a prestigious line of men and women that have stood by faith. This particular verse, verse 31, has a significant point about it. Two points. First is the fact that there's only two women mentioned in all of this, the first being Sarah and the second being Rahab. But another thing that I find prominent and particular about this is that this is the last person mentioned. There's others mentioned in their story, but the last person singularly given some text in which it points out that faith of her. Amen. And so, and others' faith of them. But we're so grateful for that. We know Moses' mother is mentioned, just alluded to. And then they talk about, verse 35 talks about the women who received their dead, raised life again. So I want to say to you that faith is not limited to the male side of the human race, not just men that can exercise faith. As a matter of fact, I believe that you will have to admit that our personal experience has been that in many of the churches, it is the women folk, the ladies that have exercised faith and lived faithfully. Amen. What a blessing that is. But the scriptures, I know they limit the position of leadership in the church to the men, but that does not mean that women have limited ability of faith. We see here the action of Rahab's faith is recorded in detail in the book of Joshua. Her faith was manifested when the Israelites had just crossed the Jordan River. They were now ready and eager to conquer Jericho. Sometime before the conquering of Jericho, Rahab had started walking by faith, so that when the spies came, she's a resident of Jericho, but her faith provided a safe housing for those spies that Joshua sent to look over Jericho in advance of the capture and conquest of Jericho. Now, because of her faith, hiding those spies, she did not perish. And the rest of the inhabitants of Jericho, though they perished, she was spared. Now, from Rahab's example of faith, we're going to consider a few things. I want to point out 10 points this week on our broadcast. And as we've done in previous weeks, we'll look at these one by one, and we'll try to finish up by the end of the week. And as most of you know, that on yesterday's broadcast, we dealt with the first point, calling it the person involved here. The person. And that is this woman by the name of Rahab. This woman had a past. Her past haunted her. Her past followed her. She is known as Rahab the harlot. I talked about the surprise that this particular woman would be found as one of the heroes of faith. Only two women mentioned, Sarah and Rahab. Not only was Rahab a person with a past, Rahab was a person of the wrong progeny. She was a Gentile, but she got in this Heroes Hall of Fame by faith. Amen. How did she get there? By faith. She got there because she believed God's promises, and her people were rejected. She turned her back on the Gentiles. She turned her back on Jericho. She turned her back on her sin, and she went with the people of God. Amen. The point I wanted to drive home then and want to today as well is the fact that you don't have to be bound by your past. You can be made a new creature in Christ Jesus through the blood of the Lamb. I'm glad God's blood can wash away our sin. Now let me mention the second point, that being the popularity of faith. Listen, friend, I'll say to you that this woman, Rahab, was not a popular woman among the Gentiles. She was not a popular woman among her people when she made her choice for God's people. Can I say to you that faith is never popular? Amen. As far as I know, Rahab was the only one in all of Jericho that believed God. She later led her relatives to believe in the Lord also, apparently because those that would believe and would get in her house would be spared, but those that refused were rejected and were destroyed in the collapse of the walls of Jericho. You see, this woman, I believe, being the only one in Jericho, she was the only one that had access to the information about Israel coming in. She's the only one that knew what Jehovah God was going to do for them. But she was the only one that believed what Jehovah God was going to do. Amen. They knew that Israel was coming. They knew that Israel was intent on conquering the land. They didn't know how they were going to do it. And, of course, she didn't know how they were going to do it, but she knew they would. And she had believed on their God, knowing that their God would give them the victory, just as he gave them the power to come through the Red Sea on dry ground. And God defeated the enemy of Israel in that Red Sea as Egypt was all drowned. And yet God did the same thing here in Jericho. They walked across on dry ground through the River Jordan, and now they're going to face the enemy. God's going to give them the victory. Amen. We don't know the name of any other person in all of Jericho that believed, but she did. She had a singular faith. She stood alone. Can I say to you that faith does not necessarily go along with the crowd? Faith is willing to stand alone. One commentator said it this way. He said, it is the easiest thing in the world to believe as everybody else believes, but the difficulty is to believe a thing alone. When no one else thinks as you think, to be the solitary champion of a righteous cause alone. Amen. Friend, faith will never win a popularity contest here on this earth. Amen. The 11th chapter of Hebrews does not give a hint that faith was popular in any of the cases of those people that stood there. Amen. It's not popular anywhere in the world. Rather, faith and those that believe God, you usually, regularly stand very lonely on that hill of faith. Abel was alone in his stand for faith. Noah and only his family with the members that got on the ark. Amen. Amongst all the thousands and perhaps millions on planet Earth that lived in those days when the flood came, only Noah and his family. Joseph stood alone among his family when his brothers all took a different route. Rahab had to go it alone with her faith, but she alone of all the inhabitants of Jericho is recognized in Hebrews chapter number 11. Friend, you may have to stand alone for your faith. But I want to tell you may suffer ridicule and scorn and mockery from the world. But when the rewards are handed out in glory, hallelujah, you will be recognized. Amen. You alone may stand with the reward in your hand by believing alone. Now, we talked about the popularity. Let's go to the purifying. The purifying. Here's a woman that was not a pure woman. She had a troubled past. She had a bespangled past. This harlot, the Bible said, harlot Rahab, ugly past, but faith cleaned it up. Amen. Now, the name harlot stuck to her. It clung to her like glue, even though she'd been cleaned up. And friend, I want to say, I'm sad to say, but sin leaves scars, unfortunately. Scars remain, but sin can be removed. Hallelujah. Amen. Faith has a purifying effect upon the people that believe. Where there is faith, there will be character. Where faith is lacking, there will be corruption. The corruption in our society proves that there's not much faith in our society. Unfortunately, our churches do not evidence much faith either. Our churches are filled with sin. Today, many churches bring shame to the testimony of the name of Christ. Why? Because of sin. And faith would clean that up if they'd believe God and trust God. Amen. Faith produces obedience, and that would clean up their life. Some of the evidence, the purifying effect of faith in Rahab's life, is the fact there in Joshua chapter 2, verse 6, that she had those stalks of flax that she laid in order upon the roof. She was there drying that flax. She was working with her hand. They tell me that working with flax is a hard work. It takes a great deal of labor in order to gather the flax, then to dry the flax, and then to spin it into a thread in order to make cloth. Working with flax is associated with women of honorable character. We find that in Proverbs chapter number 31, that woman of virtue, the virtuous woman. The Bible says in Proverbs 31 verse 13, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. Amen. This woman who had been a harlot in the past now has cleaned up her life by faith and is working with flax. Friend, faith takes one out of the disreputable job and puts one in a job of character. Amen. A job, the faith will put you in a job that is respectable for the glory of God. Amen. And amen. So we see the purifying effect that faith has. Now I want you to notice the persuasion. Here's what she said in Joshua chapter number 2 and verse number 9. This woman answered these men. She said, I know that the Lord hath given you the land. Amen. She was sure about certain matters in life. And faith will make you sure of those matters. Amen. I noticed earlier, as I began this study, Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 1, their word there is evidence, and there's a word there for substance. I'm telling you, there is some substantive evidence that faith can lay hold to. Amen. Paul said this, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 12. Amen. I'm glad you can know some things. You can nail some things down by faith. You can be fully persuaded, hallelujah, that faith will come through. Amen. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13 says this, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. Amen. Now, friends, some scorn this certainty. They say you can't know. How strange it is that God would tell us that spiritual things, being the most important things in life, and then make it impossible for us to know anything for certain about spiritual matters. Friends, I want to tell you, the devil may fight this promoting of faith. The devil wants to promote unbelief, but faith will promote certainty, not uncertainty. Faith will make you sure of some things rather than unsure. Well, I've run out of time for today's broadcast. Tune in this same time tomorrow. We'll continue on in these points and preach on Rahab and the cordiality of faith.